Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Ole Kolzig. I want to transition now to talking about your ownership here now with the Tri-City Americans. In 2005, you and your Americans teammate Stu Barnes, you joined an ownership group that bought the Americans. What made you want to get into ownership?
Well, first of all, the timing was right. I mean, I'd established myself as as a number one NHL goalie, and so I was getting paid as a number one NHL goalie. We had an ownership group here that came in with underlying reasons. You know, they said they wanted to come in and make it work here, where in reality they just wanted to come in, prove to the league that, you know, hockey doesn't work in Tri-Cities, and then pack the team up and move them to Canada.
Okay.
So I was kind of a silent partner with that team at the time, more for a promotional deal. And but what happened was these guys, they went to the league right before playoffs and said, it's not going to work here. We want to move the team to Chilliwack. Well, word got out, the city found out, the area found out. So obviously they didn't get supported during the playoffs. But the big mistake they made is they didn't get league approval before they made the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I had first right to refusal because I was part owner.
Oh, okay.
So I ended up, Stu had always wanted to come on board, and then Bob Torrey was always interested in having an ownership piece. So we got together and brought in Dennis Lohman, and we made a pitch to the league. And at first the league was gonna grant us an expansion team and allow them to move the team to Chilliwack. And Stu and I, obviously, for obvious reasons, said no, because all the records from that organization are going to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
And those records include, Stu and I. So
yeah,
we want to keep that here. And so anyway, we ended up getting the team. They gave the other guys an expansion team, which they ended up putting into the ground 4 or 5 years later. So that's how we got involved. I mean, we've always, obviously, we want to keep hockey here and we love this area. And so this was an opportunity to do that.
Well, I remember that time. I didn't know the part of, because you were a partner in that other group, that you had first right of refusal. But if, without that, the Americans probably would have just gone, right?
Yeah.
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 You know, without going into specifics either, you know, does owning a team in the WHL, is that something that you do in you expect or hope to break even, or you know you're probably going to lose a little, or is it going to be profitable?
Well, I mean, it depends on the franchise. I don't think we did this to get rich by any means. If we could just make a little bit here and there every year and keep the team here. I think we've had the team now, since 05? So 16 years, we've only had one cash call. So
mm-hmm.
Bob Torrey and his wife Audrey have done an unbelievable job running a tight ship, but he's also done an unbelievable job in having some really good hockey teams here. And there was a stretch where we went 5 or 6 years where we had over 100 points. We went to the league final 1 year. We came, if it wasn't for Spokane, we probably could have had a couple, three more runs at the league final. But it's been good. And all the money that we've made, we've basically put back into the organization. And really, the money that you make in these type of things is just on the franchise value.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a deal, a get rich deal. And you look now and Stu's involved in the coaching part now, and
yep,
and maybe down the road, I'd like to get a little more involved, if Bob decides it's time to retire. And, so it's just a good way to continue, I guess, our careers.
So I want to wrap this up with what we call our quick three. I'll give you three questions and you just give me your rapid fire answer. What's your favorite local restaurant?
That's a toss up between Fiction and Frost Me Sweet.
Where is your favorite vacation or getaway?
Cabo.
And what's the best job you've ever had other than a goalie of the Washington Capitals?
I was a bellman at a hotel in Victoria, BC working for my dad. The tips I made that summer were ridiculous.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, Ole, we really want to thank you for coming in and thank you for sharing your Tri-Cities hometown story.
Anytime, Rob. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.